This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today to talk about what's happening down at the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. It's the Executive Director, Sue Roll. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good to have you on the line again. So now this is the time of the year where we were just kind of talking, summer starts to fly quickly, and we're almost near August, but there is a special event that's happening that includes many different art vendors down in the Escanaba region, incorporating all kinds of art. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. On the first Saturday of August is the Waterfront Arts Festival. It's down by the beautiful lakeshore on Ludington Park. So it's the band shell section. But we have over 50 art vendors coming in. There's a half a dozen or so food vendors, so you can get local cuisine. But it's an awesome place to get something unique. There's always somebody hard to buy for, or there's something unique you always want to put in your home, and this is a great place to see what's available. I mean, you're looking at glass, paintings, sketching, photography, 3D kinds of things. Lots of we have a new wood turner who's in the show this year. So a wide variety of arts to choose from for those unique items or unique people in your life.
And this is a one-day only event, correct?
That's right. It's from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. We have a kids activity tent too, so it's kind of like go in, let them have some fun, make a little mess, and leave that behind.
Sounds great. So that's a Saturday event, August 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come on down and find art of all kinds, grab some food as well, and enjoy some lovely scenery down at the waterfront, at the Waterfront Art Festival. And Sue, you had mentioned glass being one of those options available at the festival for items for, you know, those hard-to-find shoppers. There's also going to be some classes at the Boniface involving glass, correct?
Yes, there are. This is a class on, it's fused glass. So you kind of layer glass together and let the kiln heat it up and melt it all into one piece. Beth Cox, who is a renowned area glass artist, will be leading the class. It's on August 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's for all levels of skill. So if you've worked in glass before and you want to try it again, or you've never worked in glass but you kind of like the way it looks, or you're just looking for something new. You'll be making either sun catchers or think of like a tile, a glass tile that you can pick and choose the colors or scene that you want to create.
Very cool. So if you feel inspired seeing some of the art down at the festival on August 3rd, then how could somebody sign up for the fused glass class?
Oh, they can go to our website, bonifacearts.org, or they could call us, or they could just drop on by if they're in the area.
Most excellent. So again, that's the Fused Glass class with Beth Cox, August 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Boniface. And along with art that can be created in those classes, there's always art that's on display at the Boniface. Can you tell us a bit about the next exhibit?
Yes, the exhibit we actually have up now through August 22nd, so it's kind of our August exhibit, is called Fires Around the Lake. It's a show about glass, and it features artists from around the Great Lakes, so from as far away as New York and a variety of other areas. It's really cool because I never knew glass could take so many different forms. I'm always attracted to high colors and a beautiful glass bowl, but there are some amazing scenes that have been created using glass. There's remarkable jewelry, unique. There's some really fun pieces. There's a fish that's really kind of interesting, and it obviously takes talent. So it is a great way to come and see a variety of glass. We do this exhibit every 10 years, so it'll be a while.
Yeah, so this is the time to come out to see Fires Around the Lake. And with that title, it makes me think of something that I would maybe like to feel inspired if I were making, you know, one of those fused glasses, try to make like a sunset on the lake kind of glass look to it. You know, that idea of like taking a landscape and turning it into a glass piece of art, that's kind of a unique concept.
It is. And there are several pieces in this exhibit that where people have done that. And it's interesting to see the colors they've used and the different effects they've achieved. So it's kind of, they explore their creativity and maybe they can inspire others to do the same.
And that's, again, Fires Around the Lake Revisited. That's the exhibit that's kind of for the month of August down at the Boniface. And it seems like glass is a bit of a theme here. Maybe go to the Waterfront Art Festival, check out the vendors where they will be having some of those glass pieces on display and lots of other kinds of art as well. 50-plus art vendors August 3rd. Then the Fused Glass class with Beth Cox is August 8th from 5 to 7, and then the August exhibit, Fires Around the Lake Revisited, featuring glass artists from around the Great Lakes region. A reminder, we're speaking with Sue Roll, the executive director at the Boniface Art Center in Escanaba. Sue, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. I hope folks enjoy their lovely summer.
And we hope so as well. And Sue, it's been a pleasure to once again check in with what's happening at the Boniface Art Center in Escanaba.
Thanks so much, Kurt.